Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Hole in the Universe by science writer K.C. Cole explores one of modern cosmology's most surprising ideas that emptiness is not simply nothing, but a central feature of how the universe works. Using the discovery and study of cosmic voids as a narrative backbone, the book traces how astronomers moved from seeing the cosmos as a fairly uniform spread of galaxies to recognizing an immense web-like structure with filaments, clusters, and vast hollow regions. Cole blends reporting, scientific history, and conceptual explanation to show how new instruments, surveys, and mathematical tools changed what scientists could see and measure. Along the way, she highlights the human side of research, including debate, uncertainty, and the creative leaps required to interpret sparse data on the largest scales. The result is an accessible account of how studying what appears to be missing can reveal deep truths about matter, gravity, dark energy, and the evolving architecture of the cosmos. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from a uniform cosmos to a cosmic web. A key topic in the book is the shift in scientific imagination from a universe that looks roughly the same everywhere to one that has large-scale structure. Early cosmology often treated galaxies as a kind of statistical fog, with small clumps but no dramatic gaps. As observational catalogs improved, researchers started to notice patterns that did not fit that picture galaxies were not merely sprinkled in space, but arranged in interconnected strands and sheets. In this view, the universe resembles a web, where dense nodes host clusters and superclusters, while broad regions contain comparatively few galaxies. Cole frames this transformation as both an empirical and conceptual revolution. Better sky surveys, redshift measurements, and computing made it possible to map three-dimensional positions rather than just two-dimensional patches. With those maps came the startling recognition that voids are not minor irregularities but enormous features that help define the universe's architecture. This topic emphasizes how scientific progress can depend on the ability to visualize data at the right scale, and how new representations can make previously invisible patterns suddenly obvious. Secondly, voids as evidence, not absence. Another major topic is the idea that a void is not merely an empty hole but a meaningful scientific object. Cole explores how researchers learn to treat under-dense regions as data-rich clues about cosmic evolution. A void has boundaries, shapes, and relationships to surrounding filaments that can be measured and compared with theoretical predictions. Even when a region contains few galaxies, it still contains space-time, radiation, and traces of matter, and it participates in cosmic expansion. Studying voids forces scientists to ask what it really means for something to be empty in a universe governed by gravity and quantum physics. This perspective turns absence into a tool void statistics, sizes, and distributions can test models of structure formation and the balance between gravitational attraction and expansion. Voids also help sharpen questions about what we do not see directly, such as dark matter shaping where galaxies form and how they cluster. The topic highlights a broader scientific lesson. The edges of what looks like nothing can reveal the rules governing everything that exists around it. Thirdly, how mapping the universe became possible. Cole places strong emphasis on the practical and methodological story behind the science. Large-scale cosmology is built on the hard work of observing faint objects, calibrating instruments, and turning sky positions into distances. This topic focuses on how astronomers used redshift surveys, improved detectors, and collaborative data projects to create three-dimensional maps that could reveal voids and filaments. The book shows that discovery is rarely a single moment. It is often the outcome of incremental improvements in data quality and coverage, plus new algorithms that can detect patterns reliably. Interpreting cosmic structure also requires careful attention to selection effects and bias, because a survey might miss certain kinds of galaxies or distort distances. Cole's narrative underscores that cosmology is as much about measurement and inference as it is about grand ideas. The tools of statistics, computation, and visualization become characters in the story, enabling scientists to compare observed structure with simulations. By showing how maps are made, this topic helps readers understand why debates about the universe often hinge on how data is gathered, processed, and interpreted. Fourthly, gravity, dark matter, and the sculpting of space. The emergence of voids in the cosmic web is deeply tied to the physics of how matter moves and clumps over time. This topic explains how the book connects visible galaxies to invisible scaffolding. Galaxies form where matter density becomes high enough for gas to cool and collapse, but much of the gravitational blueprint comes from dark matter, which does not emit light yet dominates the mass budget. Cole described the broad logic behind structure formation. Tiny early irregularities grow under gravity, drawing matter into denser regions and leaving other regions progressively emptier. The boundaries of voids become locations where matter piles up, contributing to the filamentary look of the universe. This framing helps readers see voids not as anomalies but as natural outcomes of gravitational evolution. The topic also clarifies why simulations are essential. Researchers can evolve a model universe forward in time under known physics and compare its web and void patterns to real surveys. Agreement strengthens confidence in the underlying theory, while mismatches point to missing ingredients or the need to refine assumptions about matter, initial conditions, or cosmic expansion. Lastly, what emptiness suggests about cosmic expansion. A final topic is how the study of large-scale structure, including voids, informs questions about the universe's overall dynamics. Voids are especially sensitive to expansion because underdense regions can grow and evolve differently than dense clusters. Cole uses this to illuminate why cosmology cannot be understood only by focusing on where galaxies are abundant. The behavior of the sparse regions also constrains models. Discussions around acceleration, dark energy, and the geometry of space become more tangible when readers see that the universe is not a uniform fluid, but a textured landscape. By examining how voids change with time and how light travels through uneven structure, scientists can test whether standard cosmological models match reality across many scales. This topic captures the book's philosophical and scientific payoff. Emptiness becomes a laboratory for fundamental physics. Instead of treating voids as blanks on a map, the narrative shows them as places where the universe may reveal its deepest parameters, from the strength of gravity on cosmic scales to the ingredients driving the expansion history. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers who enjoy popular science, students looking for an engaging bridge into cosmology, and anyone fascinated by how big discoveries emerge from messy data and persistent questioning. Readers do not need advanced math, but an interest in scientific reasoning will make the experience richer. The benefit is twofold. First, the book upgrades how you picture the universe, replacing a simple star field mental image with a dynamic, evolving network where voids and filaments are essential. Second, it offers a practical lesson in how knowledge is built through improved instruments, careful statistics, competing interpretations, and the gradual sharpening of models. Compared with many cosmology books that focus mainly on the Big Bang, black holes, or particle physics, this one stands out by making emptiness the protagonist and by using the discovery of voids to connect observation, theory, and scientific culture. That angle makes familiar concepts like dark matter and expansion feel less abstract, because they are tied to concrete structures in real maps. For readers who want a fresh entry point into modern cosmology, it is a compelling and worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support KC, Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.